I'm calling the Junction City Public Library Board meeting on September 19th to order. It is 6:43. Present are Board Chair Jennifer Degas, Board Members Laura Brown, Bethany Marks, Nancy Sabin, Wendy Thielander, and Librarian Michelle Schneider. Are there any changes to the agenda? Seeing none, we're moving to item three, introduction of new Board Member Bethany Marks. So thank you so much for being here. And do we want to hear a little introduction from you? Yes, we do. Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot like that.
Okay.
Should we
Introduce ourselves.
okay, we'll start that way, you go last. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm Jennifer Degas. I've been on the library board for 5 years. And that's how long I've been in Junction City as well. So I love libraries. I do not come to this library enough. I admit that.
And she
so,
was right there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are you
No
reading right
excuse.
now?
What am I reading right now? I
Yes.
am not reading anything right now.
Sorry to
I am
put you
reading
on
way too many emails right now.
fair enough, fair enough.
I definitely need to make time for it. So I'm excited by Michelle being here and bringing all this new stuff to the library.
I'm Nancy Sabin. I've been on the library board since 21, I think. And I don't even come to the library very often anymore because I go to the senior center and they have so many books there. Everybody's always giving me bags full of books. But anyway, I have seen some of the things that she has worked on and everything, and she is really doing good work with the children and the library. Really good.
And what are you reading right now?
What is the name of that one? I don't remember.
Something out of a big bag full of books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a few things. Okay.
Yeah, I have a bad habit of reading way too late at night.
You're one of those. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You could say, what genre do you like?
Yeah. Oh, I like mysteries.
What genre
Those
do
are
you like?
Good to read later.
Me, I like nonfiction, which I know isn't really a category, but
It is a category.
okay.
Yes, story all nonfiction. I love
Yeah.
that too. So.
Well, I'm Laura Brown. I joined when Nancy joined. So 2 years ago, this month, right? I think I had a baby and then I didn't make that first meeting. So she'll be two this month. So I have been in Junction City
2016.
in Oregon since 2016, but Junction City since 2017. So math that. And I'm currently reading a book that I don't recommend personally, but maybe it'll get better. It's called The Thief, and it's just a lot of people walking around. That's what it feels like right now. So I'm over it and like 60% of the way through.
It's okay to let it go. I'm just giving you permission right now because
So hard to let them go.
It's catching up to you.
Bethany is my friend, and I'm so great. She'll be a wonderful addition. So, thank you.
Sounds good.
She'll be a wonderful addition.
I am Wendy Thielander, and I just joined the board last year in I don't know, May, March. Seems like it was an end. And I do not live in Junction City. I live out in Cheshire. And I'm currently reading Mirror Mended by Alex Harrow because it is a very short book, which I recommend short books because then you can get through them, which is YA is also good for that. This is teen.
I'm Michelle Schneider. I have been the librarian for 2.5 years now. I am the 13th manager of this library since its inception in 1926. No, yeah, 1926. So if
going on 100 years.
if, yes, indeed. We when you come for a tour, I will give you more information on our history.
Oh, okay. So what history
will be fun. Yes. We actually started off the first incarnation of the library start before the city took it over was in a house no longer in the city, but it was called the Love Cottage.
Oh.
So yes.
What are you reading right now?
I do multiple audiobooks at the same time because of my commute. I just finished the Bookish Life of Abby, or Bookish Life of, what is her name? But it's by Abby Waxman. And then the second book of Kevin Kwan, who did Crazy Rich Girlfriend. So I think it's China Rich Girlfriend or something like that, which... not so inclined on the second book, and I probably won't read the third one. He gets very just like, you get tired of hearing about what rich people buy and what rich people own, and you're just like, it's just like throwing out names, and you're just like, I'm done. Give me story, give me substance. First one, good. Second one, So that is what I'm...
I read them, but I can't remember them. Bethany, tell us about yourself.
I'm Bethany Marks. I moved to the Lane County in 2020, and we moved up here in 2021. We love Junction City. We were in Cottage Grove first, and this is way better. Just saying. I applied to the board, partially because Laura told me to, and partially because my Aunt Gail was on the Friends of the Library in Monroe, so she was like pushing this too. So we love libraries. I can't tell you what the book I'm reading is called. I can tell you what the cover looks like, but my mom usually just hands me books and I read them. I don't pay attention to what they're called.
You could work in a bookstore.
Something, I love sci-fi books, and this one's about time travel.
Oh, I do love reading a good time travel book.
Yes.
Ooh. Does it have a big...
If you like nonfiction and you like time travel, you should read How to Build a Time Machine. Okay. Each chapter is about like a different theory of time travel.
I actually need to recommend that to my husband because I can't watch any time travel movies with him without him being like, that's a closed loop, that doesn't make sense. I'm like,
enjoy the movie. And then also The Thief in Time series by Sidney Swanson, which is YA, but it's about time travel, and it had a spin on it that I had not thought of that before. So
I have to put these titles in the minutes.
we'll other business book reviews.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
All right. So,
well, welcome.
Yes. Thank you.
Excited.
Okay. Item 4 is reviewed board member expectations. So, do you have a copy of the board member commitments form? So, what do we want to point out from the form? There's like a meeting, meetings you have to attend on here, right?
Yeah. So, some thing that I want to kind of bring forward again, I know everybody gets busy, and we kind of heard a little bit around of people saying, I used to come a lot, but I don't anymore. I think that it's very important, if you're on a board and you're representing your community, to be interactive with the library that you're making decisions for. So whether you're participating in an event, or you're volunteering, or working with the friends group, or or coming as a library patron, it's very important, because then you're getting a touch point of, you know, you can see who's coming to the library, you know, what else can we work on? Other people can approach you and say, hey, you know, I wish the library would go in this direction. You can advocate for us. So, you know, that's kind of like the first one where it says attend, fully prepare for, and diligently participate in board meetings and, if requested, special events and programs. It just gives you a deeper sense of how your decision making is actually coming through in the end of, you know, are the patrons actually ingesting what we're trying to help them understand about the library, and are we understanding what their needs are? So,
thank you for that.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Anybody else want to pull out anything else that's kind of another thing would be So generally, you know, it's one meeting a month. We have had twice this year where we weren't able to have meetings, either by reason of people schedule. We weren't able to make quorum. So we have to have at least three members to make quorum, as well as hopefully myself or a city representative, so that it can fulfill the Robert's rules of how to have a meeting. And so if you are, you know, but we do realize that people are, you know, have lives, and, you know, we have changed meeting times to adjust if people are going to be like, Wendy went to Hawaii and still came to a meeting.
That being said, I'm going to be in Boston in December and I'm not going to come to that meeting.
But so if you can let us know if you need to be out so we can adjust and make sure we have at least three people attend. Otherwise, maybe we need to look at a different week or, you know, different time. And then that will be an excused absence if you're not able to come. If you miss more than three meetings a year, and honestly, if we're at 12 reads, you know, a quarter of the year, kind of.
You see more than three, that's a D.
That's bad, and we want you to come. So, yeah. And then we'll have to kind of evaluate, you know, and everything's depending, you know, there's always things that happen in life. So we will try and work with you first. So, and if you decide, unfortunately, to leave, just let us know in writing so that we can submit it to the city and that they know, and we can fill in the position. But you just came, so you're not allowed to leave.
Minimum 12-month commitment.
And what is the official term?
4 years?
It's 4 years.
I've said yeah. For Jennifer, it is.
Yeah. Well, you can only do two terms back to back.
Oh.
Yeah. So after this term, I'm out. But,
after 8 years, you might be tired.
Yeah. Gosh, it's just like president.
So your term is over this or next year. Because you filled in for,
I give him midterm.
Yeah, you filled in for Aaron. And then Nancy, Laura are out in 2025.
But it's a 4 year.
I'm out in 2026. Mm-hmm. So I put Bethany at 2027.
Sounds like prison sentence. Yeah. You're on patrol. Or parole, rather.
Just because I know we have a new board member, but the purpose of us reviewing the board member expectations isn't to blast Bethany, but to work on this for future board people. Okay, that's, I just
want, yeah, to. Yeah, and
I didn't feel blasted for that.
Okay.
Yeah, and then every time a new board member comes in, it's just refresher.
Yeah.
And make sure it still makes sense.
Yes. Okay. Do we need to sign like an agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Do we decide that we need to sign these annually?
We decided
not to, right?
With every term. So right. If you okay. were to renew your terms.
Okay.
So, but yeah, if you want, because it's your new board book, if you want to have a copy that you sign and put in your book, if like yours, I usually take a copy, a photocopy of it, and then you can have one so that we have one for the library.
That's nice. Yeah. I would like a copy, but
yeah. Well, definitely. It's always those things. I forgot what I signed, you know. Yes. I'd like a copy. So yes.
Okay. Any more discussion on the board member commitment form? Okay, moving on. Item number 5 is approval of August 15th meeting minutes. All right. Any second?
You were not at speed. Okay. Yeah. I guess so. I think you want to review the last 30 minutes.
So it says approval of April minutes, and then it says June minutes were accepted as written.
That is an error that needs to be fixed. Copy and paste.
Yep. July. Oh, good. That's good. Good job, Wendy.
What did Wendy? What did you do, Wendy?
Just knowing the months of the year. That's
funny. Something we often forget. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Did we meet in July? We didn't meet in July.
We did not meet in July.
But it says approval of April minutes.
I see June. Oh, wow. Yeah,
and then that says June.
Wow. So
those are not the same word.
Laura's still working on some.
Still working on
this. Hard to change. They go all out of order.
One, two, five.
Yeah. One? No.
That's the
Did we approve them? I don't know. Did we have a second? We're still reviewing.
Looking for typos.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some hidden.
I love that you're calling it a board book.
Yeah, it's like a kid's board book, right?
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's not as colorful.
Yeah. And you can get it wet and it'll get ruined.
Or we could rip the pages.
Yeah.
Not really as durable as before.
Definitely.
No.
Okay, I second.
All right. Minutes are approved. Okay,
as long as we change it.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that. With that change. Item six, approve computer technology policy, second draft. And also,
we will have a demonstration. Okay.
First, computer and internet policy. And we believe the things updated were just.
There were a few other grammatical changes, I think. Okay. I did
same idea.
Context, yeah, the eight is new. Mm-hmm. And we took out the prices of scanning.
Yeah.
Or prices of printing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, and I reworded nine a little bit because that one was about the payment. So,
having people in the basement.
No, the kids love to use the ramp as for their bikes. No. Yeah. There are no people in the basement. The basement's not even bigger than my cube.
Better bounce off of it.
Thanks for making the library creepy,
Wendy.
Any feedback on the policy?
I like how the exceptions to the rules at the discretion of library management comes right after library computers may not be used for illegal activity.
Can we say rules 1 through 10, run through 12, or
accessing pornography? Let's put it after that.
Well, we're hoping that people will.
That's okay. They're not going to read that part anyway.
No.
I think it's fine.
Everybody's
interested or ready, I can show you.
Well, here's our field trip. We're walking to the computer. We can see how it's set up. Oh. Do you want us to follow you?
Yes.
We just our eyes or our whole bodies?
Your whole bodies.
Our whole bodies, okay. If we have to, we will.
All right. So patron walks up, we push space bar, log in as a guest or a patron. I have my card, so you're the patron. And we log in. Or not. We're having a little issue that the first time around it's not wanting to recognize it, but second time around does. And so okay. Yeah. So basically this lets us know that we have 2 hours. If we need more than that, we can adjust it at the computer. All right. So swanky. Obviously, we wouldn't necessarily need all, you know, this. We could shuffle that to the middle. We don't need the purpose and the scope. We could just leap right into kind of like the policy.
Yeah.
And it did all fit. So, but we can, you know, if we don't want that, then we can make this bigger. We can try how big it would look, but for the most part, it's there. It was just a copy of what we have. I haven't made it more.
We did talk about having the bolded points, mm-hmm. and then for more information, and then the worksheets and rules.
Yeah.
But with the book and the bolded points.
Yeah. So.
But I don't feel like they need to know that the library board reviews this policy. But they could just say library provides public access. Boom, 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 and then rules. But even.
So, did you have to agree to it before they can move forward?
So continue moves it to the next. Yeah, I don't have a way to like
make it conditional,
make it approve or not approve. It's just how the software is structured. And then it goes into the program, and then you're there.
So, right.
And if we wanted it in Spanish, then we'd have to find someone to translate.
Okay.
Is that something that the library needs?
So your branch manager, mm-hmm. he offered volunteer. Would that be something he could translate?
Oh, gosh. Good. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a good team? Would he be able to translate?
Yes.
Rock. Yeah. Or we could do that, definitely.
Isn't that right?
I'm
98% confident.
Okay.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. Awesome. Okay, I can move that forward. If you'll send me the final, once we approve this,
okay.
If you email it to me, like, or I can just give you Josh's contact too.
Cool.
All right. So I think if once we get the English and the Spanish, then that would probably be best to then send that up through the community services to city council, because then we're representing both community languages, and we don't have to backtrack by them going, you have a Spanish version now?
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. But
so earlier in the year, the board and I reviewed our mission and values, and I will get those for you as well.
I think they're in the binder.
They're in the binder. Definitely.
I've something we mine. I don't know if
that's does anybody else have them?
I think it's under general, if I labeled your tab.
Junction City Public Library.
Okay.
Excellent. So
it should be the first page under general.
Yeah. There it is. Oh, perfect. So between that and the policy that we did, we would be sending that. We have the structure is the library board, and then there's a community services committee that sits over all of community services, including the pool, the community center, the library, and the senior center. They used to just consist of three members of city council, but there is now, they've now expanded to citizen participation. I don't, maybe two or three.
Something like that. Do you know if they got any? Because it sounded like not a lot of people applied.
They might have.
One position still open on the community services and development committee.
Okay.
So
we either got one or two, depending on.
Yeah. Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, that gives the community a voice. And then after it goes through that group, then it goes to city council for they review it and if need be ask us questions. So hopefully the community services committee will vet any questions with us before it hits city council so that they don't spend too much time in the meeting and just say, yes, looks great.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the next meeting, but any feedback on the policy?
So we want to get this policy in front of the committee for review, but we want to combine it with the Spanish language updates. So I just emailed myself to email Josh, but if you can get me this draft.
Yeah. Are we translating the whole thing or just the part going on the computer?
The whole thing, it's the whole policy. Maybe we could try, you know, Google Translate, but I'm sure it would come out really funny.
Yeah,
it would end up like the descriptions of things you want to buy off Temu. It doesn't exactly make sense.
It would be like.
I got the shirt after
this. It would probably get confused about what a workstation is and probably say that it's a gym equipment or something. Computer gym equipment. All right. The library and workout center.
And I wonder how it would translate accessing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need to be careful with stuff like that.
What is the timeline? Do we want to have it by the end of October and then in front of the committee by November? Is that too long?
I think they're still doing maybe twice a month. It's just getting on the docket. Well, it has to go through your community services committee and then move towards. So I think it's easier, you know, getting it on community services docket wouldn't be as hard,
okay.
You know, so that's quicker and then they'll.
And is there somebody else on the city that would review the translation that we get? From a volunteer to confirm that it is.
So,
yeah.
No. I wonder if the school would do it for free.
Just another quick little assessment.
I mean, they translate everything.
The high school?
I mean, all the schools. So, do they have a personal translator?
Daniel used to be the translator for the high school. I don't know if he's still there or not. That was a couple years ago.
I think but I saw his name on stuff.
Is he still there? Because I think he...
Especially if it was just read it and see if it makes sense.
Right,
would
like
they just
read the two.
Do it too like, nice.
Yeah. I think he could probably be convinced to volunteer one month of his time. But,
I might be able to ask, you know, and send a message to like a few people at OCCU and just call, we need a Spanish language translation committee to do this. But that would probably take, because Josh is busy,
yeah.
Being a branch manager, so maybe,
yeah.
Maybe doing a call to action for anybody who could do this for us would be an okay idea.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Okay.
Well, I guess
I'll do some work on my end.
Brings to mind
do we have other policies that we've done right. that we might want off it translated?
So if people step forward, you might be willing to give us some communication.
Because it would be nice to have them all translated.
It would.
Even our bulletin board policy, you never know.
Yeah, but also, you know, like in our vision and values, we want to be equitable. Yeah. That is a big piece of it. So, okay.
Well, you know, especially like appealing the library charges policy.
Mm-hmm. I can share this out as a paid volunteer opportunity if there are people that have time and skills, they generally do good stuff. Yeah. So,
okay. And yeah, priority one, just be computer.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, even the privacy and confidentiality policy would probably be a good one, too.
Okay. We can start with this one because this one obviously would touch individuals more than maybe the bulletin board policy.
So Laura's going to look into that for Spanish translation. And as far as the thing goes on the computer, do you feel like you need any feedback, Michelle? Or do you think you're going to just see what looks good?
I can try a few things out if we want to kind of review the format a little bit. I mean, it's not the text that's going to change, so we can still move forward. It's just how it lays out. So we can try it. Essentially, it's just reformatting Word and then just putting it in a HTML file to land on the computer. And it would be nice if I can get our logo up there.
Yeah.
It can look a little more swanky. I don't know if it'll read the color file fully, you know, the PNG, but I will see.
Okay.
Can we, I'd assume that this is not something that needs to come, but can we make all of our policies the same font,
right? Mm-hmm.
And size.
And like border.
Yes.
That's something I do. If you sent them all to me in Word format?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The reason why the appealing library charges is so small is because it was it's actually 8.5 by 14 because the length of the
I don't have that one in my thing. Oh, I do have that one.
Yeah, okay. It originally was bigger so that people could write more.
Some of this could be my fault because I printed that from the website. And then some of these I think I printed from emails.
Okay. It's not that big of a deal. I can let it go.
But I mean it would be
if you want to tell me to let it go, I will let it go.
It would be nice.
I think bulletin board policy was a little bit bigger because people had to read it. Yes. Had the board.
Yeah.
But yes, I can send you those.
Okay. But
okay. Any more discussion on computer policy? All right. Moving on is item 7, the quarterly activity report, which kind of ties into the bulletin board about presenting, not bulletin board, but tech, the computer policy, presenting our policies or just library information to city council.
Yes.
So community service committee is October 4th, and then the one after that's November 1st. So they're just like the first week of the month, first Wednesday.
Are they in the evening?
Yeah, 6:30. So we got to decide what kind of information we want to provide and when and who's going to be there, that kind of thing. So we had mentioned providing info on summer reading, but also providing like the mission and then the values and some policies. How much do we want to present at once?
I think to kick it off, it would make sense to be really mission forward. So here's our new presented mission of the library.
here are some recent successes of the programmatic experience that the library is offering the community. More to come on the policies and and then maybe that next meeting we do the policy piece.
Okay. Maybe this first one go over like the mission and the values and then summer reading.
Yeah.
Keep it positive and before we bog them down.
And then by the next quarter, all the policies will look the same. And they'll be in Spanish
as well. Ooh, yeah, so that we can talk about.
Okay. And then just have to make sure to present it that this is our draft mission and values because they have to do the approval. But this is the explanation of why we chose those values, what led us to kind of decide that that was how we saw the library and its future. So they have a better understanding a little bit more.
So these have not been presented. These have not been given to them. We're waiting to do the presentation before we ask them to approve them.
Well, I thought we were going to put the policy and all the stuff together. But now it sounds like we're separating it.
Well, the policies is a lot. I mean,
one policy.
Just the computer policy?
Well, it would be a lot for them to try and like have the mission, the values, and more than one policy, I think, at a time. Mm-hmm. That's just a lot of kind of time to have to review and say, because it is,
But the mission and values are kind of the foundational.
Of
the library. So it seems like that should have its own kind of like, and then once those are approved, then it would make sense. Then the policies, which are hopefully in alignment with the mission and values, because if they don't approve the mission and values.
So we might have to go back and edit a policy.
Yeah.
I would say that And then we talk about the mission and values, present that. We talk about the programmatic things that have happened as of late.
So they have a current update of the situation.
Yes. And then we say, here's what we're currently working on. And this aligns back to the values in our vision and mission, because we're also working on translating it into Spanish as well, all of these separate policies.
So with that, do we want to...
But we don't present those policies. We say, this is what mm-hmm. the board is currently working on.
Do we want to have the Spanish version of the values and mission as well?
It's a great idea. We should. You're right. But we can say we're working on translating all of this into Spanish as well as the policy. We'll come back with that piece. But that's a good, yes, we need that. You're right. Okay.
Cool. So what do you need from me?
We will need it. For programmatic stuff, are we just presenting summer reading?
Statistics, yeah.
So like just numbers,
I think.
Are we presenting paper? I don't recall them ever doing like slideshows or anything.
Handouts are always good. Okay. And sometimes they want you to submit them beforehand because they go in their packets.
Yeah.
What is the deadline for that?
Days before the meeting.
So the end of the week, we need to have that wrapped up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's cutting it close if we can't make it do November.
Are you planning just to go during the open or the new business?
No, I was planning on getting on the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to get on the agenda. That's the thing.
Yeah. So I don't know if we can make October. Oh, I can't even make a Wednesday anyways.
Wednesdays are really hard for me.
Yeah.
Do Wednesdays. So...
I can't present it.
Okay.
I'm on mom duty. So if I brought my toddler, then I could definitely do it.
You'd be a true representative.
That's true.
Because they're always Wednesdays. So I don't come to schedule.
I don't have the time, but...
Bethany's a little new.
Yeah. I have the time, but not the education.
I mean, we could invite Jason to our next meeting, give it all to him, and be like, good luck.
He's so sociable. I mean, so cordial when he's here.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Is that something that's an acceptable alternative?
Yeah, could you say, like, could we send it to you? I mean, I like the idea of the board being there, but he did say that he would advocate for us. We shared that information. So, I mean, obviously, we'd say something different than good luck, but
out of our mouths. Yes.
Yeah. We would equip him with information.
To share. Yes. And
at least presenting it for October. But I like the idea of us being present.
Definitely. And then it does look better.
Right. And then, but then he could also advise too, like, if you want to get on the agenda, then you need to thinking 2 months out or whatever.
So, I mean, if this is the mission and values we want to go with, it really should be something that we advocate for not just pass on to somebody else.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, I agree. You're right.
You know, how can
we do the policy stuff we could probably pass on. But I like the idea of us sharing the voice. Yeah.
But would Jason also feel better about seeing it before it goes to the committee?
Oh, that's
probably.
Well,
does he have time to review it?
To come to a meeting?
Well, he said he wanted to come back in October.
Once budget was done.
Yeah.
So are we looking to delay, maybe?
Probably.
How do we invite him? Did you do that last time?
No, we all did.
So yes, because we have to find out. But he's available schedule-wise as well to attend. I guess, so if you do November, it's a little, I mean, it's fine, but it's a little belated if you're presenting summer.
Oh, summer, yeah, for sure. I mean, I can't commit to October now until I can find someone to drive my kid to something, but I might be able to do October.
That's relatively soon too.
How long is a meeting? Like, can we show up?
Oh, they're like 15 minutes long. They're so short.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think it just depends on what they have to talk about. Sometimes they don't have meetings if they don't have much to review.
Well, how do we get on the agenda? We just email them and ask if there's
Kitty. Yeah.
Okay. What if I do that and ask if there's capacity for us to join the October meeting to present for 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm. You could show up with a baby.
If I come with Holland.
It would totally sell it.
She's a library person. Yeah. Like story time. Yeah. Okay.
Is it 6:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she's not like. Yeah. So Bethany can come too. She has children as well, but it's just more cuteness. So
yeah. I could also stay late and play in the library. Lots of books for Holland to read.
Is it happen right over there?
City Hall.
Right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have it on my calendar. The more the merrier, though.
Yeah, it is.
But we'll need to draft up
something
in advance. So, sorry, Michelle, I'm making you email me a million things. I can follow up with you tomorrow.
Okay.
To email myself.
Just see what's there. Because let me see what the schedule is.
Oh,
I should be able to come and represent. So the possible 6-hour training the very next day. So.
Oh,
okay.
Too long.
Okay. Is there anything else aside from summer reading program that we want to highlight? What about the backpacks?
We could do the backpacks.
Maybe we could tag team it because I unfortunately did not get to summer reading program as much this year. So like you got to go. So if you came and talked about the summer reading program.
Yeah. We did all the events on the Wednesdays too.
Yep. I mean, I guess we did read books, but I was thinking about Wednesday events. So anyway, we'll devise a plan and we'll get back to y'all.
Okay. We did all the summer events. So we're
excellent.
Here for that.
Excellent. We love to hear that.
My kids don't want to do that.
That's sad.
Mine are not too big.
And they still don't want to do it.
They're too big.
I probably will.
Well, there's a bigger than everybody else.
October 4th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, October 4th, 6:30. Okay, any more discussion on this activity report? No. Okay, item 8 is library update and review whenever Michelle is ready.
Zoom and save. Okay. so let's see. So the finance group is still working on the monthly budget. We have high hopes that we will get our monthly budget next month, which would be great. We haven't had one since May. And so hard to know where we ended the year and where we began the year and where we're at now. So hopefully. That is why I gave you, this is for this annual budget fiscal 23-24 is from the approved budget book for the city. So everything in here has been approved and finalized. The only thing that is different is, let's see, you can look on page 145. Which shows all the little kids there behind the scenes picture behind them. So the difference is on staffing, whereas it says 1.5. It did get approved by city council. However, upon asking when we could move up our staffing, we were let know that we are unable to do it this year. So there's been a reduction of staff in the city. And so they are also saying that Viking Sound might need more money, which is where we were going to get our funds from. So that is very sad. And there's not really any way to compensate for that loss at this time. So, because you can't grant fund to staff. Yes. So That is about the only thing for sure right now that has not transacted. The increase into the budget, which you can see for our line items on page 149, primarily covers a lot of the costs that I don't control. So increases to administrative charges. So you can see that jumped up. That's line 27. That would be other staff that help out the library. So you get your city hall services, your IT services, your accounting. So all that kind of was a large chunk of the new money that we were given. The books, magazines, AV items, which is our main funding source, did not change. That pretty much same. Building maintenance went up about 200. So there's things like, I was kind of surprised. Electricity has been kind of pricey, but that is their decision to make. and utilities. I maybe we're doing well on utilities. I have no idea. They will square that out at the end. Pretty much a lot of our programmatic costs did not move up. We're pretty much the same place we were from last year. So no big surprise. That is pretty much the most that I can pull out of there that I know at this time. Does anybody have any questions?
I do not. And you did, and they didn't give you an estimated time for when the monthly reports.
We are hoping for October. And hopefully that will give us a idea of where we're at. But basically, this is, you know, where we start off as our budget. What it doesn't tell me is our beginning fund balance from where we left off from last year. So, but some of that money is irregardless because it goes into essentially the library bucket of money that we can't touch because we get the money that is budgeted only, so to say. Although the Education Together Foundation grant that I applied for last fiscal year came through for this fiscal year. So that was $1,000 for this fiscal year, which will go into probably payment for, because we've already paid all of our summer programs from before. So this will come into this year's summer reading program. Then let's see, there is a separate grant that I applied for through the Friends, well, in partnership with the Friends group, so it does not impact our budget. And it is from a foundation called the Pocro Foundation. They are actually out of Cottage Grove. They are local to Oregon, but they grant give nationwide. Great thing is they give to rural libraries. And so it's a matching grant, but it's not quite quite in that factor because the Friends group is our sponsor. They will provide a certain amount of funds and then that goes towards $1,200 worth of books that the foundation. They have a list of like 500 books that we would pick from. There's an additional 6 to 8 books because we are a library in Lane County that we will get from the
Confederate tribes of Select Indians from Native American authors, as well as the Chambers Family Foundation also adds in another $100 to $200 worth of towards those books. So there's a potential for $1,400 worth of kids' books, which is great because the going rate of like a picture book is
$18,
$17 to $26.
Yeah,
so that's the low end. So I have no idea what's on the list. You only get to see what's on the list once you get approved for the grant. So the mystery. They are award-winning, and it should be, I should know mid-October whether we got that grant. Okay. So
that could be a fun December share out of maybe even January when we get the books of these equitable books that we're adding to our collection.
So yeah, that's
for the quarterly report.
Yeah.
It's part of their how will you publicize this collection. So yeah. We're already gonna it will hopefully come in time so that we can announce it for the Friends annual meeting too.
Okay, yeah, cool. Good work.
Yes. So good things there. I'm hoping to depending on what they have. Do focus on nonfiction, bilingual, and classics for our kids section. So, and in doing that, hopefully, then I can put more money towards adult nonfiction because nonfiction is so expensive at every level. other than that, I have been doing our furniture shopping. Woohoo! So the kids area, yes, the kids get a lot of action over there. So I ordered a Lego table, which you can pass that around. This is being custom built by, on Etsy from a vendor on Etsy. And it's great because there's actually a table cover for that. So it's a board that will cover the top so that we can bring out the puppet show and so that kids can interact a little bit more.
That is great because I don't know how long that puppet show has been here and I've never seen it out.
Yeah. Well, Frida bought it during COVID.
Oh, so just bad.
Yeah, it was with one of the former Ready to Read funds and we couldn't bring it out during COVID. So, and then the bench that's going to go with it is this. And so we'll have that bench and then the table. And then depending on size of spacing, there were these two cute chairs, wooden chairs, that one's a giraffe and the other one is a frog. It's like a giraffe and a frog and that we could put on the other side. So four kids could sit at that table. But
it sits when they do Legos.
Well, you know, when it's not Lego table and it's just a table, they want to read or they want to just, you know, hang out there.
Look, the chairs look like animals. They'll just want to sit on them.
Exactly. The bench is bigger. I did not go for kid size because I want to have a space for, you know, parents and kids to sit and read. It'll be a little cozy because you're going to be right on the backside of our desk. So we'll be like, hello. So where that table is now in the kids section will be the bench and you'll sit back to us and then the Lego table will be in front. But that will give us more soft seating for that side because table's fine, you know, and it's great for puzzles, but, you know, I think this will be a little bit more interactive and social for kids over there. And then it just kind of changes it up a bit so that we don't look like the same place we've been 30 years. And that means that this table will then stay on this side. And so this will become one of the tables would become puzzle table
And I already talked to the friends about getting a puzzle tabletop turner. So, ooh. Yes. And so puzzles for everybody.
Oh,
I forgot to ask for the puzzle trays too.
Oh,
well, that's okay. Cause it's hopefully built in.
Okay. That's right.
Yes. So hopefully, we don't get kids over here who want to like spin it like crazy. And I have puzzle pieces every corner.
So I want a time call. It is 7:45. I have to leave soonish for bedtime.
Okay. Okay. That is pretty much me for the moment. Our programming for fall has been momentarily put on hold. We do have one program this month or next month, Waterwise Gardening. Edie Morrow, who's one of our volunteers who has a lot of gardening experience, is going to talk about how to transition your garden to something that eats less water.
That's so cool.
So, yeah. So that's pretty much me for the moment.
Okay. Any other business?
I at an inappropriate time, I will be gone in December.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. December meeting. And also the November meeting is scheduled for the week of Thanksgiving.
Oh, so we need to move.
So that. I don't know if we want to move that.
Okay. Thank you for bringing that up.
Is it April?
Yes, that would be April. The month of
Thanksgiving. Oh, okay. So it's going to be the 21st?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone know right now if they can make that, or do we need to consider for a while?
As it is right now, I don't think that I will be anywhere fun.
Yeah, I will be here.
I'll be here.
Well, we're going to Maine for Christmas, so we're not going to Hawaii for Thanksgiving.
Okay. So November might be okay. And December might be okay. If we just have one member missing.
Okay. Now that's the 19th. So.
Yep. Third Tuesday. Yeah. Do you want me to forward you this meeting invite that I sent myself?
No, it's the third Tuesday.
All right. So if anyone knows, they're going to miss a meeting, just let us know. And we'll see if we need to reschedule or cancel. Okay. All right. And then just running back through action items. Laura's going to check on Spanish translation. And you're going to see if we can get on the community services agenda.
Okay.
Okay. And then do we want to invite Jason to October or November?
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle, do you feel like you should be the one to do that, or do you one of us?
Want with which month?
I think October.
Yeah, whenever.
Get it going.
Okay. October 17th.
Oh, the Friends annual meeting will be in October. I will try to email this out. I'll email you the date if you can make it. It's at 7 on a Thursday, though.
It's October 19th.
October 19th.
Which is a Thursday. And it's at the Viking South Senior Center.
Once I get more details on what they're doing there, I will email that to all of you.
I think they're looking at 7 p.m.
Yeah. Okay. They do need more officers, but we cannot be officers. So at least we cannot be talked into that.
You can join the Friends. You just can't be a board member.
Yes. Okay. Any other business? All right. Seeing none, we will call. I'm calling the Junction City Library. Oh, wait. I forgot to announce next meeting. Next meeting, October 17th, 6:30. I'm calling this meeting to order at 7:47.